And good afternoon, Alpine. This is Martin Benevich sitting in for Keith for just a little bit. It is 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. In the studio with me are from Brewster County, Sheriff Elias Arcano, and City Manager for the City of Alpine, Eric Zimmer. Both of them have just...
Judge.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did say. My bad. County Judge.
I'll get in trouble.
I'm sorry. County Judge Elias Arcano. Anyhow, both of those gentlemen are here in the studio with me as they just got back from a meeting, and I'll let them take over. Eric, why don't you start?
Yeah, so, you know, thank you, Martin, for having us. We have really grabbed together a core group between the judge, the sheriff, myself, our mayor, police chief, Rick Flores from the hospital, Dr. Ecta Escobar, Becky Watley and Leo Dominguez, plus Stephanie Elmore from our EMC. And we've been getting together a couple times a week, really gauging and assessing what's going on from the pandemic and its impacts on Alpine. From that, certainly, you know, last week we saw the short-term closure of hotels, motels, short-term rentals here, with the exception of critical infrastructure, employees, law enforcement, military. But anyway, this group, we continue to get together every few days to make sure we're looking at the data that's coming in. What are some of the state restrictions? What are some of the adjoining states' restrictions as well? And helping just really make sense of that, not just for Alpine, but all of Brewster County, as well as having contemplation for Jeff Davis County and Presidio County, because as we all know, our hospital serves all three counties. And Dr. Escobar, she's been fantastic in pulling together data and a solid understanding of what the disease is doing. And so from that this morning, one of the big topics was, you know, do we really contemplate a shelter in home or shelter in place? We certainly see a lot of adjoining communities around us, Presidio, Marfa, Fort Stockton. And one of the things that we continue to really talk about locally is how are people responding to the requests that are out there right now? Generally speaking, we're very happy. I mean, the citizens of Alpine are taking this seriously. And that doesn't mean we're perfect out there. We're certainly having, you know, a few situations where maybe we get a few more people at the grocery store or a few more people at Tractor Supply than are necessary. So we're really taking the proactive approach of talking to those retailers. So Chief Martin and I have been out today as well, speaking with them, because our whole goal is, you know, from a local governance perspective, both with the county and the city, is working back with our citizens and our business owners on compliance and not have to go to more of the strict mandates. Certainly larger cities, it's a little tougher to control things. So some of the larger cities see there are more of those mandates. Now, with all that being said, you know, our number one concern is the health and safety of our citizens and our community. And the whole goal here is to prevent any sort of large concentration of COVID diagnoses here in the community to a sense that, you know, we don't want to overwhelm our medical resources. So these are things that we're contemplating every day, and that's why this group continues to get together. Judge, I don't know what else you'd like to add to that.
Eric did a good job in providing a real good overview. I bet 7 out of the 8 things you mentioned, that's what I was thinking about saying, so I'm really glad you went first on this one. But a couple of things, Eric, that I do want to make sure I mention before we cut off, you know, get off the air here. Number one, on Wednesday, the day after tomorrow, we're having another emergency meeting at the courthouse to extend the current order, the 7-day order for the hotel-motel shutdown. And I will remind everybody that today is actually the seventh day of the initial order. So if you look at the 14-day increments, you know, that's that we're halfway through that first phase in, phase out as far as tourism. But again, Wednesday, we'll be signing off on the order to extend it for another 7 days, which will be it goes into effect the day after for 7 days from that point forward. Number two, on Wednesday, we'll also be having Dr. Ekta Escobar come in, and at that time, to Commissioner's Court, to the meeting, and at that time, we will actually go ahead and designate her as a local health authority for the Tri-County is what we're shooting for, but for sure, Brewster County. And what that means is that a lot of what we've been doing informally up to this point, she will become the formal go-to person for our county and city of Alpine. And as Eric mentioned, she's been solid, man. She's just doing a lot of, you know, she's constantly doing research, looking at graphs. And after the after we appoint her and designate her as such, on Wednesday, she'll give us a brief overview, kind of like a little workshop of where we're at as of that day. This morning, she came in and gave us like the up-to-the-minute stats and whatnot. So Wednesday, she'll have a couple more days worth of data to present. It'll be online, both on Facebook, and I believe we're going to do the Zoom as well. But if you log on to the Brewster County website, you should be able to see it, a live stream, you know, kind of going through. So we're looking forward to that. And back to the shelter in place, as Eric mentioned, we're trying to not necessarily avoid going to that step, but because the community as a whole seems to be very compliant with what we've done thus far, I think, you know, it's time to go ahead and give folks a little bit more time to continue to walk the walk, per se. And we don't want to bounce it up a lot at this point in time. Now, obviously, things can change from one day to the next or 1 hour to the next. The minute I get a call, I mean, hopefully I won't, but that there is a confirmed case in Brewster County, we're going to go to the next step. You know, without a doubt, it'll happen pretty much immediately, unless it's, you know, after 5 or before 8 in the morning, because it's an order that'll get filed. But and one thing that Dr. Ekta Escobar did mention this morning, that if all of us take the initiative and behave as if though we are currently under shelter in place, we should be fine, because a lot of the tourism, a lot of those outside variables have been, you know, minimized, if not avoided completely. But I think we, as citizens of this county and the city of Alpine, if we're more mindful of what we're doing, our movement throughout the day, Eric mentioned porters and Tractor Supply, you know, maybe try going on during the off times. Avoid going after work or at lunch, and maybe go closer to mid-morning, mid-afternoon, or maybe even late into the evening. We may be able to kind of manage it as if though we were shelter in place. But Eric, I think you did a good job in outlining, you know, kind of where we're at as of right now.
Thank you, Judge. And Martin, one other thing I wanted to add too, because with the CARES Act getting passed and signed by the president over the last several days, that's certainly going to open up financial resources, not only for direct individual, but for also for businesses. And so we put out on the city manager blog Friday, just kind of a little cliff notes of it. I've got another link that's going to go out on the blog later today. That will also be a link into the application process for small business owners as well. So really working to be thoughtful on that. We know many of our businesses are certainly struggling at this time. And I think the uncertainty is probably more stressful than anything. And so how do we best help manage through that process? So continue to look back at our website for additional resources on that.
Are there going to be scheduled emergency meetings every week now? Is that the plan?
Hopefully not, Martin. We're trying to minimize them, but you know, sometimes, you know, things come up that becomes very time sensitive, and so we're looking at, you know, hopefully no more than one in between the other regular meetings. But I'll tell you that things are moving so quickly that sometimes we need to get, the sooner we get on things, the better. But there again, we're trying to avoid, yeah, so many meetings. It does get a little bit taxing for, you know, the folks that come in from out of town, especially Commissioner Ortega's, you know, working full-time job, trying to get back and forth. And Commissioner Colando down in South County, I mean, that's a, you know, that's a full day's, you know, worth of effort on her part for the most part. But and we're also looking at going towards the doing more of the Zoom meetings on a more regular basis, because I think that we can utilize technology and be a lot more, you know, efficient with a lot of less expense as far as for those folks traveling and, you know, just to make meetings and whatnot.
Yeah, I also wanted to add that you're correct in that the fact that the most of Alpine really is taking this seriously and abiding by it. McCoy's, for instance, I know they won't allow more than 6 or 7 people in the store at any one time, and there's a table set up. They've also got the cash register marked off with tape so that people can't get too close and to keep social distancing. So the community as a whole is really has heeded the call.
Yeah. One of the, I just got a text message with a question in.
Sure.
Relative to kind of clarification on what that next step is, Judge.
Well, again, we as far as the shelter in place, what we're looking at is if there is an identified case in Brewster County or in the city of Alpine, then immediately, as quickly as time can provide, I will sign off on the order for a shelter in place.
What is the difference between what we're at now and shelter in place?
Well, the shelter in place basically breaks it down into two categories as far as folks leaving home and whatnot. If you work, if you're part of the critical infrastructure in the community, you know, obviously APD, if you work at the pharmacies, doctor's clinics, the hospital, all these services that you think about that are pretty essential to a community, those folks will go to work. Beauty salons, you know, that is the first thing that comes to my mind that is not a critical, you know, critical infrastructure component. Going to the parks, there are certain things that are more of a recreational, more of a luxury, if you will.
Right, but compared to those are closed now, are they not?
No, they're open. They're open, and if you look across the state and actually across the nation, the parks continue to be.
No, I meant like the hair salons.
Oh, the hair salons and the nail salons. They've actually done a pretty good job at closing themselves.
Okay, but they were they ordered to close?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
But,
no, and so yeah, it's one of those deals that, and I know maybe some of the sentiment out there is, well, why wait until that happens? Well, if folks are responsible and act as if though it was in place, then we wouldn't have to, you know, govern it to be done. And a lot of it, I think both Eric and I and even the group this morning, we talked about that at some point it almost feels very intrusive and almost kind of heavy-handed from governance side, where if folks are doing, you know, their part, then we shouldn't have to go down that road. But if a case is identified, obviously, and the reason why the shelter in place is recommended, because then they can isolate and start to connect the dots of where that individual had been, and try to, you know, kind of hit all the spots that who else may have been, you know, infected because of that individual. And it's more because of that than the rest of the community. But it's a better way of getting a handle on what's happening. Okay. At that point,
you know, one of the other things that we're starting to see a little bit around town as well, which I think is a good thing, is the use of masks, Martin. Mm-hmm. And if you look
and gloves, rubber and gloves. And gloves. If you go to the gas station, it's a good example.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you look over to Asia, for example, over the last many years, the Asian culture has readily accepted the use of masks almost in everyday life. I mean, some of it's pollution related, but other is maybe sickness or virus related. We're starting to see more and more folks feeling comfortable wearing masks here, and they're really a great way to help limit the amount of germ or virus exchange. So glad to see that happening. And then, as you mentioned, the gloves as well.
Is there going to be a time when, you know, I would seen over in Japan and in China where the police would be basically taking people's temperature with a temperature gun. Is that something that we may see happen here at some point? And have there been any talk about that or any kind of preparation in case we get to that situation?
Well, so in the short term, we're really not equipped for that sort of aggressive temperature taking. Can we get equipped fairly quickly? Yeah, we certainly can. One of the things that Chief Martin and I have talked quite a bit about is how do we look at our EMS services and how do we look at our overall emergency preparedness. And I think as we exit and work through this pandemic, we've got to really go back to the toolbox and retool ourselves there and make sure that we have these steps in place. So if things come up again, we've got the right supply of equipment. We have the right testing, whether it's temperature gauges or whatnot, so that we can more quickly respond. It's one of the other things that I was watching a special on South Korea this weekend, and it was from one of their main infectious disease doctors. And they learned a lot from, you know, the past pandemics there. And so they did a lot of aggressive testing up front, of course, wearing masks, but then also quarantine people that had the COVID disease. And so that was part of their strategy to try to get in front of it. And I think here in the U.S., this is a real wake-up call for all of us to make sure on the emergency preparedness side that we take it a step up from where we're at today.
Well, we have more cases than anywhere else at this point in time. And so it's